By the time the wagons were ready to leave the homestead, the moon had risen, and by its light Susie was hurrying along the road to the castle. She had her shawl over her head, the tail of it wrapped around the lower half of her face. Her face was wet with tears, and she muttered to herself as she ran, "They don't think about me and Sonny. No, they leave my husband in the hands of the Boers to be beaten and killed. They leave me here with three little ones to starve while they sail away." The 20 years of kindness she had received from Sarah Courtney was swept from her mind, and she burst into sobs as she thought about the cruelty of her employer. She quickened her pace. "Well, if they don't care for me and Sonny and the little ones, why should I care for them?" Her voice hardened with her resolve. "I will make a bargain with the Boers. If they let Sonny go from the dungeon, I will tell them that Klebby and his wife are up tonight." Susie did not waste time going to the castle to find Colonel Kayser. She went directly to the little cottage behind the company gardens. The Hottentot community was close-knit, and Sharla, Colonel Kayser's paramour, was the youngest daughter of Susie's sister. Her liaison with the colonel gave Sharla great prestige in the family. Susie knocked on the shutters of the back room of the cottage. After some fumbling and grumbling in the darkened bedroom, lantern light flared behind the shutters, and Sharla's voice demanded sleepily, "Who is it?"
"Sharla, it's me, Tunny Susie."
Sharla opened the shutters. She stood naked in the light of her own lantern, and her fat, honey-coloured breasts joggled together as she leaned over the windowsill.
"Auntie, how late is it? What do you want at this hour?"
"Is he here, child?"
Susie's question was redundant. Kayser's snores rumbled from the darkened bedroom like distant thunder.
"Wake him up!"
"He will beat me if I do," Sharla protested.
"You also. He will thrash you."
"I have important news for him," Susie snapped. "He will reward us both when he hears it. Your Uncle Sonny's life depends on it. Wake him at once."